Hello, welcome. This is Dr. Dollhouse. I know that I haven't done one of these in a long time. So Aravina sent me this doll. This is the Haley 73-pound doll, except it's got a new feature. I've already reviewed this doll. It had an identical body, except it did not have this feature. So if you want to see the review for the Haley doll, I will put a link to it in the description. But I'm not going to review the Haley doll today. I'm just going to review the new feature. And what is this new feature I'm alluding to? It is the removable vagina. So what's amazing about this is up until now, the only times I've ever seen a removable vagina is in a TPE doll, because TP is stretchier. And the insert has to go inside the vagina into a cavity. So it may not come through on camera. You can see the texture in the butthole, right? See the texture in the butthole? You could tell that this is a perfectly fuckable butthole. But the vagina, it just looks like a black hole. There's no texture in this. It's just a gaping cavity, because there's an insert that has to go in this. And I was worried when they first sent me this and told me this is what they're going to do, because this is not TPE. This is not a super stretchy material, and I was worried it was going to tear. But they did a really good job, and it does not tear. But I'm also very careful with it, so I want to show you my technique to take the insert in and out of the doll. That way you don't tear it, because, again, silicone is a little bit more fragile than TPE because it's not as stretchy. So I'm going to show you how to do that now. But if you want to see my review for the Haley doll, I'll put a link in the description. This is a really good doll. It uses a standard 73-pound Aravenus Max series body with the Haley head. So she has kind of a Hispanic Brazilian type of look. So if you're into that, check out Haley. She's beautiful. But I'm going to show you specifically her removable vagina feature. Now, because I think she's a prototype, they did not send me a specifically branded Aravenus insert. So this is a regular removable vagina insert from the dollhouse. I'll put the measurements on the screen. I don't know them off the top of my head, but you can see it's a little wide. If you have what's called a Doll Forever insert, those are skinnier. So the Doll Forever inserts will not fit because they're too skinny. This one is for the Jinsan dolls. So dolls like WM doll, YL doll, and OR. I don't remember what those stand for, but they're the Jinsan brand dolls, like Celestina. She's a Jinsan doll. They use this insert. So this insert, it looks like this. It doesn't look like anything. You can use these as a pocket pussy in a pinch. So if you don't have your doll handy, but you want to bring a piece of her with you, like on your business trip, you could bring the insert with you and you can just jerk off with it like a pocket pussy. Also, if you want to test out different blends of materials, like you want to try silicone versus TPE, instead of just getting like a little square and squishing it, you can get an insert and then you can have sex with it. So you can use the insert, like this is a TPE insert, and there's also silicone inserts. I don't have any silicone inserts on me at the moment, but this cavity is based on the Jinsan insert and fits it perfectly. And I'm going to demonstrate that, but I'm also going to demonstrate my technique for putting the insert in and taking it out without accidentally ripping the hole, which is going to be really bad. So we just need a little bit of lube, and I'll be right back. Okay, so I'm just going to use regular water-based lubricant. Now, you can use waifu goo. Waifu goo is specifically made for TPE dolls, so it's not necessary for a silicone doll. So all you do, here's the secret, okay? You want to actually put a little bit of lube on the insert, the outside of the insert, because you have to push this into it. So I'm just going to put a little bit, like a little, not much, just a little strip, and then I'm going to rub it around with my hand. And here's the secret, okay? Once you get the lube around the insert, you want to push the end of it in, and what I like to do for that is I just kind of lay it across and I push it in like using the end of my finger, and you just want to get the end into it. Okay. Once the end is in, you can just start working it in, and you can hear the air escaping because this is going to be a tight squeeze, and it's not necessarily going to go all the way in. You can force it in, but you don't need to. If it feels like there's a lot of resistance, it's just air. You can take your finger and push down on the top and let that air out a little bit. But I don't actually like to push it all the way in before inserting my penis, because once you put your penis is going to push it the rest of the way. And so it actually is nice to just kind of let it sit out like this. And then when you're having sex, you put your penis in. That way you know your penis is safely in. What you don't want to do, you don't want to accidentally miss the hole and you're like fucking the space between the insert and the cavity. you want to fuck the insert because that's where the texture is. So once, I'll just use my fingers to demonstrate. Once your penis is inserted, you can push the insert the rest of the way in, like so. Well, let me, okay. Once your penis is in, once the insert, it I promise you it does close. There you go. So once you're in, right, I'll just use two fingers just to show you. So here I am finger fucking a doll on camera, but you can see, you know, it stays in. It stays in. So you're thrusting. She's, you know, she's not moaning. She's not really doing much of anything. She's kind of just laying there, taking it like a champ. Now, once you're done, so the big advantage of the removal vagina is, unlike a fixed vagina, you don't have to pull out. You don't have to worry about accidentally, you know, you come inside of her pussy and now you got to spend the next 10 minutes fishing your cum out with some dude wipes or baby wipes. Now you can just come, raw dog that puss. And after you're done raw dogging it, you just, you know, take your dick out, wash it off, whatever you got to do. Once it's time to take the insert out, all you got to do is take your hand, go around the edge like this. See how I did that? And I just kind of coaxed the tip out. Again, you just take your fingers and just kind of go around. And you're just going to relieve that pressure. And it's going to, and then once the insert is sticking out, you're just going to grab it and just kind of yank it. So this is like a, I think of it like, you know, you see the movie Aliens when the chest bursters. So it's like a chest burster. You're like pulling out that alien, you know, zygote. Boom. There. You're going to want to squeeze the end so you don't accidentally like launch your cum out, because when this thing stretches, it's going to, the inner part where your cum is going to become smaller, and you can actually projectile launch your cum out of the hole. So when you're pulling it, make sure you're squeezing the tip so you don't accidentally squirt your own cum on yourself. So give it a, you know, squeeze the tip, pull it out, pop, there you go. And then take this to the bathroom or wherever, rinse it off, you know, wash it out, dry it, and then you're good to go. Now, then you can just take like a dude wipe or a baby wipe, just clean the lube up, and then you're done. And so you're able to raw dog the doll, and you're able to take the insertable removable vagina in and out of the doll, and it works like a charm. And as you can see, it didn't tear. I'm a little bit, like, this does have some good stretch. I'm just a little bit apprehensive about stretching it too much because I really don't want to tear this. Now, as far as the doll itself, Air Venus make excellent quality dolls. So, the boobs are nice and booby and the butt feels good. Everything's great. But just as far as this particular feature goes, just be careful because this is silicone. This is not TPE. It is less stretchy. There's a possibility of tearing, but they seem to have done a good job. I haven't had any problem with tearing, as you can see. And this is not a Air Venus insert. They're probably going to make their own branded inserts, but I think this is a prototype. So they basically told me to try, you know, the inserts I have from the dollhouse. So that's what I did. That's why the skin tone doesn't match. I assume that when Air Venus makes their own inserts, they'll be fine. And yeah, everything's great. No problems with the inserts. As far as other inserts, like maybe you're wondering, well, will this fit, you know, other inserts? Maybe I have an insert from a different brand. I'll put the measurements on the screen. As long as the measurements are approximately this, like, I mean, this thing squishes. So if it's a little fatter or a little shorter, it should squish or it should stretch. But just be aware, it's based on these dimensions. So you want the insert to be about this. If it's too big or too small, it's either going to not fit or it's going to tear it or it's going to just fall right out. So these inserts aren't expensive. So I don't know. We'll see. There's probably going to be a part two when Air Venus sends me their like actual officially branded insert. Also, I do have something called the spinning robot pussy, but unfortunately it doesn't work right now. The speed controller broke. I ordered a new one, but it's not going to be here till June because it's got to come direct from China. So there'll be a part two where I demonstrate the spinning robot pussy. But the spinning robot pussy is the same dimensions as this, so it will fit. But I will show you that later when I get the speed controller so I can actually demonstrate it. Really excited to be trying that out. But anyway, that's all I have to say. I'll have a link to the Haley doll from Air Venus. It does not have the removable vagina yet. I just went to the website. The feature is not available for purchase yet. It is, this is like a prototype, but in the near future, I assume this will be a available feature for all their dolls, I assume, because, you know, it's the same doll. It's just, you make the cavity hollow and then you just put an insert in it and now you can raw dog it, cum in her pussy. You don't have to worry about pulling out, and there you go. And then you could put a spinning rubber pussy inside, which is the best shit ever. So super excited. Thank you, Air Venus, for sending me the Haley doll and the body with the removable vagina. Excellent work as always. Can't wait to see what else you come up with. So that's all I have to say. This is Dr. Dollhouse. Enjoy the rest of your day. Remember to check the link, get the products. They're good stuff. And I'll see you next time.